I have with me Gaius Worthington with Fluidigm Corporation. And Gaius, I understand that you made a big announcement with USDA's Agricultural Research Service today. Why don't you tell me a little bit about the big news?
Thanks, Chuck. Yeah, we're pretty excited about it. So this is really kind of a joint announcement. The USDA on the ARS kind of outlining the scope of their work and their ambitions for the use of genotyping information and kind of within that, the potential role of what we'll call low-density genotype panels, which really means relatively simple genetic signatures. It's a way to think about that. So genetic signatures that have a relatively few number of bits in them, and what the difference that those could make in livestock production. And so more specifically, that those kinds of signatures could be used to establish lineage, parentage, potentially net merit, things that would really confer value to producers of livestock or allow them to do their work much more efficiently, thus making the industry more competitive and then hopefully helping to preserve these producers' way of life and their businesses and such. So that was sort of the, so in the course of that, you know, the USDA laid out some of the challenges associated with making this a reality. That's kind of where we come in. We got acquainted with this application about a year ago, and in order for it to be viable, through Kurt and others, figured out that we were going to have to make really radical changes in throughput and cost in order for it to make a difference. You know, in short, I think Kurt sometimes used the analogy of like the $10 pizza that at $10 or less, then this kind of test really starts to make sense. That when it gets to be $5 and below, it makes a ton of sense, and then really can start to make a difference. So that's what we kind of set our sights on. Was, you know, how could we really radically reduce costs and increase throughput so we could help to make this a reality? The reason why we're interested is really manifold. You know, one, we were convinced it was a big application. The other thing that I can say is that we also, having been involved in, I don't know, sure if you know our history, but involved in salmon genotyping and seeds and stuff, we really knew that this, we'd seen the kind of proof of concept in other areas where this could really make a difference. So we were excited about it. In any case, we kind of picked up the mantle and set about solving these problems, and along the way had to do something fairly radical, which had, nearly as we could tell, had never been done before, and that was to make a reusable biochip. So in order to meet the cost goals in a way that would work for everyone, we came up with a solution that we thought was pretty elegant. It's something that our customers have been asking for quite a while, which is, you know, can we reuse the chip? And sort of nobody has ever been said yes to that question before, but we realized that if we could, then we could really change how the cost structures work. You know, you can kind of think about it, you know, the analogy I used in the press conference, which I don't know if you sure heard or not, was like a rocket ship. You know, the difference in costs associated with sending up these giant rockets back in the 50s and 60s, which are essentially disposable. You know, you burn up the rocket and burn up the whole darn thing and then flop the capsule down in the ocean, which ends up, you know, in a museum somewhere when it's done, versus a, you know, shuttle that you can launch and land and launch and land and launch and land. It really, you know, it allowed things like the space station to be built. In any case, that's what motivated our thinking. And there were enormous technical challenges. You had to make a chip that was really robust to withstand lots of runs, which subject the chip to heat stresses and chemical stresses. And then at the same time, it's no good if you compromise performance. So, you know, each and every run of the chip had to be really high performance. We were able to accomplish those things, and so. And now we'll be in a position to offer to folks something that's really radically reduces the costs, but at the same time, you know, kind of gives them something which the people have been asking us for all along, which is, you know, it'd be mighty nice if I didn't have to throw this chip away right after I used it. It'd be nice if I could reuse it instead. So that's what we've done. We've got a chip that will be launching this summer. That'll have 5 uses initially. That number will go up over time. But yeah, we're very excited about it. Nearly, like I said, I mean, nearly as we can tell, it's a first for the industry. It requires solving some enormous technical challenges. It's for a very exciting application, which is applying these genetic signatures for livestock applications that could really make important differences there. So yeah, it's a big day for us.
When you look at what this is going to allow us to do, allow USDA and others to do, how important is this going to be ultimately for the consumer out there who wants to make sure that they have a very good quality and safe food supply?
So it's important in a couple of different ways. One is that the diversity of producers is dependent upon the ability of these producers to stay in business. And to the extent that they can't, then that means that the only way that you continue to have the beef is that things get highly consolidated. And that means that then the animal lines get very homogeneous and are much more susceptible to disease, to outbreak, other things that can cause problems here. So it means a more stable supply and more diverse supply of a product if a broader range and more producers are able to stay in business. The other thing too is that anything that increases efficiency or yield or productivity means that there'll be a couple of things that can happen. One is that higher value products will be more efficient to produce and to be therefore more widely available. And also, just generally speaking, you'll be able to ensure that prices continue to come down. Kurt reminded me, actually we were on the phone here for a minute, but in dairy, for example, the price of milk in real dollars has remained flat for a long, long time. So that effectively means that the price per gallon in absolute dollars has gone down substantially over the last 20 years or so. So that just means the consumer ultimately will be able to capitalize on greater efficiency and more more predictable availability of variety of products as well.
Great. Well, I think that helps us understand a little better what this will ultimately mean, both within the industry and also to the consumers on the other end. So I want to thank you very much. That's Gaius Worthington, President and CEO of Fluidigm Corporation, talking about the new biochip that they have announced today in conjunction with an announcement from the USDA's Ag Research Service. I'm Chuck Zimmerman.